What do you get when you combine a cup of music, a teaspoon of stories, and a dash of culture and tradition? Mucho Radio, the new recipe for radio.
Welcome back. You're joining Ryan here from Mucho African Nova Scotian Radio, and I'm here with Dolly Williams, who is a power host individual here in this province, to talk about a new publication that has just recently been released. So Dolly, what do you have to tell us today?
We just did the second volume of The Black Women Made a Difference in Nova Scotia in partnership with Delmore Buddy Day, and it's just talking about the sharing the stories of what happened during COVID and how they're moving forward now. And it's a good addition. It's a new addition, a lot of changes since people have been in a book in 2007 and now. But I think it's a lot of interesting news that our people need to hear what our women are doing in Nova Scotia.
And so, can you take us through some of the powerhouse names and individuals and maybe what has been some of their cultural impact here in the province?
In this book, this new one, Judge Corinne Sparks, who is a definite powerhouse in justice, she's been around for years doing a lot of work, still doing a lot of work. And she retired, but she sat on a couple committees. But because of her work in justice, our black communities have seen justice. It's not as the level, we got more than we ever had, but she made a lot of inroads for us and put a lot of policies in place for the black communities across Canada. And she's still doing that. And she's one of the women that we decided that we did in 2007. Let's find out where she's at today and how she's doing. So it was great to hear from her and see her in today. See where she's at today, and with all the sickness that we had, and she's still going forward. She's still got a positive attitude and got a lot of energy.
Yeah. And can you take us through like what would be the importance of this publication being released during Black History Month, as when we're on the heaves of International Women's Day?
I think it's important because Black women should our story has to be told all the time, and it's Black History Month, but it should not just be Black History Month that Black women are heard. And also Women History Month coming up, but those are 2 months and days that are talk about women. But women are every day. Women are part of our family. Women are part of our communities. In fact, when you look at the world, the majority of people in the world are women. But we still don't be looked at as first-class citizens in a lot of places. We're here in Nova Scotia. We're working in government, whatever. Women today in Canada, in most places, are still not making the same dollar that the men is making, which is it's definitely not right, but it shouldn't be still happening today. If you're doing a job, you're both doing the same job. You're paid the same wages. So women should be treated the same as men. We don't want to be men. We are women, and we're glad that we're women. We respect that we're women, but respect us as women and ability that God has given us to do. And God has given us a lot of talents. So let's just use us and use our talents and use our grace and that we have to give you and a kindness. So that's one difference between women and men. We have this extra bit of gentleness that God has given, put into us, which I think is great.
And how important do you feel it is for the young women of today to read this type of a publication?
I think it's important for the young women to see, because what happens, we don't have our story. Our story is not written by us. It's not told by us. Well, a lot of the women have not seen this story. And yeah, it's a few years old, but they have never heard of it, never heard about the women that we wrote about in our communities. Oh, where are they? So I think it's important that this story goes, oh, and I'm glad that we're partnering with Buddy Day, because now that they know who the Delmore Buddy Day Institution, they're going to go and say, well, gee, if they Buddy Moore got that, let's go get it. So I think that it's important that they see that and they're going to know that. So it was good being partnered with Delmore Buddy Day as well to do this. When I think about all the evidence they have, all the arms they have reaching out, so I think it's really good, because it's going to go further than it did before.
All right, thank you, Dolly. And there we have it. This is Ryan signing off for Mucho African Radio Station, Mucho African Nova Scotian Radio Station, talking about highlighting the Nova Scotian stories here, as well as highlighting those women in success and those women who have done very big things in our community. And it's very important for our community to get out and hear them. I want to thank Dolly for coming and joining us today. And stay tuned for more beautiful stories about our community and from our voices. We'll be right back.